Now, I don't know what your social media feeds are like, but mine has absolutely exploded with people out and about, hiking, camping, walking, just out in the great outdoors, I guess. It feels like it's not just for grey nomads or, you know, your dad with a penchant for hiking paraphernalia anymore. People are flocking to New South Wales national parks. So if we want to be part of that, how do we get out there and explore it in a sustainable way while still making the most of that beautiful area and showing it the respect it deserves? Chris Banfy is a National Parks Ranger for the Upper Blue Mountains area. Chris, a very good morning to you.
Morning. How are you going?
I'm good, mate. Now, look, I don't have data and stats, but I've got to tell you, as I was just saying, if you look at any sort of a Instagram or Facebook account, it feels like people are getting out and about a lot more than they used to. What do you think's driving that?
Well, certainly around the city of Sydney, you know, the population's growing immensely. So there's a lot more people actually visiting those parks that surround Sydney, particularly Ku-ring-gai, Royal, and certainly Blue Mountains. And certainly up here, we've seen, you know, over the last 10 years, a rapid rise in people coming up to use the Blue Mountains for recreation and particularly for getting out in the bush and enjoying the World Heritage Area that we've got to offer up here.
And are people treating the area with the respect it deserves?
Yeah, I would say overall, yes, they are. I would say most people are quite respectful. Most people quite, they kind of understand that they're in a national park and the do's and don'ts. So it's a really good thing. I suppose the issue is the sheer numbers of people that are actually coming. So there are some very, very crowded areas, but there is a lot of national park and a lot of different areas to get out and actually explore.
So would you have any tips for people who want to go hiking, camping, exploring, to make sure they're doing it in the most sustainable way?
Well, it depends on what type of activity they're actually going to undertake. Certainly, I would do a bit of a review, and you can do that online on our website. Also, you can ring the National Parks up in the Blue Mountains and ask what the various activities are on offer, because there is a very broad range of walks up here, you know, mountain bike riding, canyoning, and there's also climbing up here as well. So there's a lot of things that you can actually do.
So we also hear fairly regularly in the news about people who get themselves in a bit of trouble when they go maybe a bit further than they meant to or aren't quite prepared. How do you make sure that you're not going to be one of those statistics?
Well, look, you know, basic preparation is not all that difficult. It's really when you're going to head out into the sort of the wilderness zones away from the trails that are well marked that you could potentially have problems, and you need to be well prepared for that. There is, you can take an EPIRB, you can get which is a personal locator beacon. You can get one from the Blue Mountains Heritage Centre here at Blackheath when you're going up in those broader walks. But also you need to have, you need to brief people on where you're going, and you also need to have maps in one form or another. A lot of people rely on electronic maps now, but it's still good to carry paper maps with you when you go out into the more remote areas.
Yeah, always good to have that fail safe, isn't it?
Correct.
Now, just finally, do you reckon you could recommend a couple of maybe a few places off the beaten track that are perfect for a summer break?
I wouldn't say off the beaten track, but certainly walks that I recommend for the summer months, in the hotter months. The Ruined Castle Walk, you go up to Narrowneck at Katoomba, and that's a day walk. It'll take you about 5 to 6 hours going out to Ruined Castle Rock Formation, and that views back to Katoomba, and you walk through quite a bit of rainforest going out there. Lots of lyrebirds, and it's a really beautiful view. Take a packed lunch with you, lots of water, and that's a really good walk to do on a hot summer's day. Also, the Grand Canyon Walk in Blackheath, which takes you down and sort of side skirts a canyon, which is called the Grand Canyon, and that also goes down through rainforest, and you get that really amazing feel of the canyon sort of environment when you go down into it. And then one of my favourites to take when I have internationals in the summer months is to go to Katoomba, go down to the Three Sisters, walk down the Giant Stairs, walk along the Jamison Valley, back towards Scenic World, and come up the Ferber Steps. And that one hugs the bottom of the cliff line. You get great views at the start and at the finish because you're on top of the cliff lines both sides, but you also walk through the rainforest. Lots of lyrebirds, lots of, you know, it's quite cool and beautiful down, plus a couple of waterfalls on that one.
That does sound absolutely lovely. Chris, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
No worries.
That was Chris Banfy. He is a ranger from National Parks and Wildlife Service in the Blue Mountains. Some tips to keep safe and also some great suggestions for where to get yourself out and about.